We're up to the fourth chapter. It's a good question. Fourth chapter. B'shloshah prakim, pranim nosim kateihin. The Mishnah says, on four occasions, and we'll say those occasions are the Taniyot, Mamadot, and Yom HaKippurim, the Kohanim do nesiut kapayim in every prayer. Shachris, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. And there's one day among these days where they raise their hands four times, and that's on Yom Kippur, because in Yom Kippur you also have Musaf.
Okay? So Taniyot, Mamadot.
Taniyot, Mamadot, and Yom Kippur. Those are the three types of times. So on those three times, the Kohanim raise their hands, they do Nesiut Kapayim, they bless the people in every prayer of the day, which is usually three prayers a day. On one of those times, on Yom Kippur, it's Arba Pa'amim B'Yom, four times during the day, because you also have the Musaf prayer. Now, technically, we don't do Nesiut Kapayim at Mincha, because we're concerned that the Kohanim had something to drink, and a Kohen that had something to drink should not do Nesiut Kapayim, so they said, let's leave it out for Mincha. But on a fast day, they're not drinking their wine, so they could do Nesiut Kapayim. Shachrit b'musaf u'b'mincha u'b'nilat sha'arim. Shachris musaf on Yom Kippur, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. Bataniyot. So what are those three times a year? That's what the Mishnah concludes it. Bataniyot u'mamadot v'yom ha'kippurim. Elo en mamadot. Now the Mishnah is going to explain to us what is this institution of mamadot. The Pishanim, being that the Torah says there is a sacrifice that must be brought every day, twice a day, by all of the Jewish people. The Torah says, Tzavet ben Esav command the Jewish people, Vamataleim, say unto them, Et kobani lachmi li'ishai. My sacrifice, which is like my bread, every day you bring this offering, Reach nichochi, that's the good smell before me, Tishmeru lakilig mado. All the Jewish people are responsible to watch that it's brought at its set time. So if we're all responsible for it, V'chiyech po v'nosh adam karev, V'no omed al gavav. How could our sacrifice be brought if we're not there? God wanted all of the Jewish people to be at the Temple Mount every morning and every night. We know God didn't want that. Itkinu nevim arishonim. So the earlier prophets made a special institution. They said, you know what? All of the Jewish people should be there every morning and every afternoon. Well, they can't all be there. So David HaMelech and Shmuel made the following institution. They divided the Jewish people into 24 mishmarot, into 24 guards, so to speak. Al kol mishmar u'mishmar haya ma'amad b'Yerushalayim shel kohanim shel levim shel yisraelim. And the way they divided it was that there are 24 divisions, and the divisions had representation of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim in Jerusalem. When it came their turn, the Kohanim and Levim, the Kohanim went up to do their service. The Levim went up to do their song and to deal with the gates. And the Jews would gather each one in their own territory. And they agreed, they review creation, meaning every week we'd have a group of Jews who would spend that week praying that God take care of the Jewish people and thanking God for creating the world, focusing on Sunday, what did God create on Sunday, and thanking God and fasting and praying on behalf of everyone. So this was the way the Jewish people were divided. Every Jew had his turn twice a year, right? That's the Mamadot. You had the Jews who were standing up there and the Jews who were in their own hometown. Manshei Mamad, Hayumitanina Ba'a Yamin Bashavua. So these people, if it was their turn, meaning every one of us has our turn during the year, that week they fast 4 days a week. Miyom Sheni Vad Yom Chamishi, Monday through Thursday. They wouldn't fast on Friday mipnei kvod Shabbat, because that's not the honor of Shabbos, to come into Shabbos out of a fast. Velo bechad b'Shabbat, nor would they fast on Sunday, so that people won't have this extremity going from Shabbos to fast, v'yamutu, and then they might die. Think about it. If you go from Shabbos to 5 days of fasting straight, it's not so healthy. So rather we say, you have Shabbos, and then you have Sunday where you get ready for the fast, and then you start 4 days of fast. So what would they do on Sunday? On the first day, they'd read in shul, they'd all gather in shul on their own, these families, and they'd read Bereshit Vayirakia. They'd read creation, and the creation of Sunday, how God created the heaven. Monday they'd read about the heaven and the splitting of the waters. On Tuesday, about the splitting of the waters and the implementation of the lights and heavens, the stars. Rakia. Yeah. No, Rakia is a heaven. Rakia is really a curtain. It's like the curtain that holds the water up above. Balvi'i Yihimot, huh?
Firmament.
Yeah.
Firmament.
I just sort of wrote bracket for that.
What is firmament?
It's a nice word.
Firmament is like how they officially translate.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Firmament?
Firmament.
Firmament.
It's like
firmament.
A curtain.
Okay. Firmament. On the fourth day, on Wednesday, they'd read about how God said there should be lights and the water should give forth the vermin, the fish, on Thursday about how the water gave forth the vermin and that the earth should give forth the
vermin.
Yeah, the different creepy crawly creatures and the fish. And Totzeharetz about how the earth gave forth the different grasses and trees, etc. Bashishi Totzeharetz and the animals, I'm sorry. Bashishi on Friday, Totzeharetz, how the earth gave the animals, and the completion of the heavens. If it's a long parsha, they'd split it, two people would read it, and a shorter parsha by Yachid, an individual would read the whole parsha. Depends on how many psukim it had. Ideally, each person read three. Every person read three. In the morning, Musaf and in Mincha, Nichnasin Mekorin al Pihen Kikorin et Shema. Everyone comes in and they read from the Torah. Shachris and Musaf, they read it straight from the Torah. And in Mincha, the way we read it is like this. Pashak dolak uinta bishnaim. Vaktana bayachid, pashachrit uva musaf. All of this was in the morning, and at Musaf, they read from the Torah. Uva mincha, but in the late afternoon, nichnasim mekorin al pihen, they'd come back and read it again. Kikorin et shema. They'd read it by heart, like everyone reads shema. Erev Shabbat b'mincha lo ayu nichnasim, on Friday afternoon, the late afternoon, they wouldn't come in to read it again mipnei kvod haShabbat, because out of honor for Shabbos they let them have a break. Everyone should get ready for Shabbos. They shouldn't be there reading about the creation of Friday. Okay.
So the mamad, the first of the mamad is everyone.
What do you mean by everyone?
Also the Levim.
The families.
Right. So it's also the Kohanim, the Levim, and
Israel. Kohanim and Levim that were nearby that could make it to Yerushalayim would go up to Yerushalayim. Those who were not would, I guess, join the rest of Yisraelim, yeah.
So I'm saying the old fast, also those that went up?
So that we saw, that was the earlier chapter. No, I don't
think
so.
They were the right.
Okay.
Are those of the day, right.
Mishnah Dalet. Kol yom sheyesh bo halel. In bo ma'amad b'shacharit, if it was a day of Hallel, meaning what happens on Hanukkah and Rosh Chodesh, so if all it is like Hanukkah, where all you have is Hallel and you don't have Musaf, so then in the morning they wouldn't say the Ma'amadot, they wouldn't say all the prayers they did on behalf of everyone. It was a day of rejoicing. It was a day of Hallel, so they wouldn't say Kol yom sheyesh bo halel in bo ma'amad b'shacharit. Korban Musaf, what if there was a Musaf sacrifice? Yeah? If there was a Musaf sacrifice on that day, for example, it's Rosh Chodesh, so then they, even though they're fasting, En bo vanila, in the Ila, they wouldn't read because no one has time, and of course by Musaf no one has time, so the only time was in the morning. Korban Eitzim, there was a special sacrifice of Korban Eitzim. What's Korban Eitzim? Korban Eitzim is the following. When we came up to build the second temple, we were impoverished. It says that when they built the second temple, so the youth were rejoicing, and the older people were crying. And there was so much noise, you couldn't tell who was rejoicing and who was crying. The youth were rejoicing. They said, "We have a temple." The older people who remembered what the first temple looked like, when they saw this second temple, they started crying. They said, "This is the temple." They started crying. And you couldn't tell who was crying and who was rejoicing.
Why the second temple?
When they first built it, they didn't even have metal to make a metal menorah. They were impoverished. So they didn't even have enough wood to bring sacrifices. So they asked for donations. And certain families donated the wood. The rabbi said, whoever donated the wood now, even when we get wealthier, we will give them an honor that they can make a, they have a holiday for their family on this day every year. only they're allowed to donate the wood. We will preclude anyone else from donating from now on. On these days when they donated wood, that's their family's holiday, and they're allowed to donate wood. And this lasted throughout the period of the Second Temple. And that's what's called Korban Etzim. The Mishnah is going to explain and enumerate it later. So then, if there's that special sacrifice in the afternoon when we add the woods, so then in Bova Mincha in the afternoon, we wouldn't say the Ma'amadot Ivrei Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Amado Benazai, so Benazai told Rabbi Akiva, you know what Rabbi Yeshua, your Rebbe, used to say? Remember, Rabbi Akiva was a disciple of Rabbi Yeshua. What Rabbi Yeshua used to teach was, Korban Musaf en bo b'mincha. If there's a Musaf sacrifice, then we don't say Mamadot and Musaf or Mincha. Korban Etzim, but if there's a sacrifice of these woods that were brought, en bo vanila, then you don't say Mamadot, you don't say these prayers in the Mincha or at Ne'ilah.
But Israel don't say those prayers.
I don't think anyone said it.
Why would there even be a machloket on the Zinyanim? Because they weren't that far away from the Beit HaMikdash. They lived relatively
close. This was in
close.
The time of the Beit HaMikdash, right.
So why were they arguing about it?
How do we argue about tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi? How do you have an argument based on the Shammai, whether tzitzis
so,
have three or four strings?
There's the mitzvah of what they're doing, and they're arguing about what they're doing or what should be done.
They're arguing about what the tradition should be. Rabbi Akiva remembered it one way. Then as I told him, you're wrong. This is what your Rebbe used to say. Chazal Rabbi Akiva, liot shoneke ben azai. Rabbi Akiva said, okay, I hear. And he reverted to saying it the way Ben Azai told him. Zman atzei konim ba'am. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us what dates were these holidays when different families would bring the wood. So the Mishnah says, Tisha, there are nine times like this, nine holidays. And it enumerates what dates, Bechad ben Nisan, one in the month of Nisan, Bnei Arach ben Yehuda. The family of Arach ben Yehuda, they were a special family from the tribe of Yehuda. They donated wood in the beginning of the Second Temple. It was instituted as their holiday, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Every Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the family would gather, bring up wood, and it became an honor to them. They were the ones who funded it. It's like a plaque. I donated Machon Meir. Till today. No, fine. Today, there have been millions of dollars running through Machon Meir. But I got it started.
So the Korban, what was it exactly? Was it Zechle Korban or was it actually?
No, they brought wood.
Brought wood.
Yeah.
The wood was burnt out? Or?
When they bring the wood, they'd also bring a sacrifice of Nidavah and make it into a Yom Tov. Yeah. Beslim B'Tammuz, 20 in the month of Tammuz, Bnei David Ben Yehuda. They were a family of David HaMelech, so they were just known as Ben David. B'Chamisha B'Av, 5 in the month of Av, Bnei Farosh Ben Yehuda, also a family from David HaMelech's family, and they were also known as the sons of Ben Farosh. B'Shivavo, 7th of Av, that's today, Bnei Yonadav ben Rechav, the children of Yisro's family, the children of Yonadav ben Rechav, they donated in the period of the Second Temple, and that was their holiday. Basarabo, 10th in the month of Av, Bnei Sna'a ben Binyamin. Then you had the people from the family of Sna'a from the tribe of Binyamin. Bachamisha Sarbo, 15th of Av, Bnei Zatu ben Yehuda. Then you had the family of Zatu from the tribe of Yehuda, and together with them, they join in anyone else who wasn't sure what Shevet they were from. Why? Because A, we don't know what tribe these were from, and what?
Why did people know the Shabbat?
What? Some people didn't know their Shvatim when they came back.
A lot of people are Chazal with Shvat. There's only Binyamin and Yehuda. They weren't there Sunday.
We discussed it Sunday. We proved on Sunday that all 12 tribes are around.
Yeah, well, I agree with that too. I know it's Sunday.
Okay. So being that Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, is a holiday anyways, as we will discuss at the end of the Masechet, so therefore we... On this day, everyone joins in the holiday because maybe they're also part of the game. Uvnei gonvei eli bnei kotzei ktziot beslimbo. And the people who, they were called gonvei eli, they stole the eli. These were people who, there was a period when the Romans wouldn't let us bring bikurim. They wouldn't let us bring the first fruits up to the temple. So these families, they brought bikurim. And what they did was, they covered them with dry figs to fool the guards, and they also took a press, and they said, we're going to press our figs into cakes. So they were called Bnei Gonvei Eli, those who stole the press. Eli is the press. Bnei Kotzei Ketziot, they're called the ones who harvested the dried figs. Really, it was all a cover-up. They carried the press and the dried figs to cover up that they were bringing their fruit, first fruits to the temple. So they had their holiday, Beslimbo, in 20 of the month of Av. Bnei Fachat Moab ben Yehuda, the sons of the important Moabite from Judah, that's the descendants of David HaMelech, Beslim Belul, were in 20 of the month of Elul. Ben Adin ben Yehuda, the children of David, who is known as Adin, the gentle one, because when David was learning Torah, he was gentle like a worm. He'd hear what you have to say and what you have to say, and he was gentle. Bechad betevet, Beslim Belul, Bnei Adin ben Yehuda. In 20 of Elul were these families of Yehuda, of David HaMelech. Bechad betevet, Shavu Bnei Parosh Niyah. In the first of Tevez, the family of Parosh donated a second time, so they had a second holiday. Bechad betevet, Lo Hayavu Ma'amad. In the first of Tevez, there wasn't a Maimed. Why? Shayavu Alel, Bechoban Musaf, Bechoban Etzim. Because on the first of Tevez, we always have Hanukkah. And being that we have Hanukkah and you have Rosh Chodesh, you have Halel and Musaf and Korban Etzim, so they didn't have any Ma'amadot. And now we come up to the Mishnayot that are relevant to us. Until we get back to the temple, Chamisha Dvarim, Erut Avotein, Mishiva Asav Tamuz, Chamisha Tishabav. Five things occurred to our forefathers on Shiva Asav Tamuz, and five occurred on Tisha B'Av. Mishiva Asav Tamuz Nishtabu Aluchot. On the 17th of Tamuz, the Luchos were bashed. The two tablets, Uvatal Atamid, and they had no more sheep to bring the sacrifice that's brought every morning and every afternoon, the Tamid. So that was a break. The city was placed in siege. Both Gaiel, and they broke into the city of Jerusalem. And there was a Greek general named Apostamus who burnt the Torah on Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. Which Torah? The Torah that Ezra Sofer wrote. And they set up an idol in the holy in the Beit HaMikdash. What happened on the 9th of Av? It was decreed that our forefathers would not enter the land of Israel after they sinned with the spies. And the temple was destroyed on the first and second temple. And the great city of Beitar, which had masses of Jews still living in it after the destruction of the temple, that city was captured with Bar Kokhba's revolt. And the city was plowed over. From the time Av enters, we minimize any form of happiness. We start having times where we know bad things happen to the Jews, and therefore the month of Av is a time where we minimize happiness. Shabbat Shechal Shabbat Yom Petuchan, the week of Tisha B'Av, Asum in Saperu Melchabes, we're prohibited from taking a haircut, from doing laundry this week until after the fast. Matzei, the fast this year, Thursday night, you're allowed to do it. Why? Uvachamishi, on Thursday night, after the fast, Mutarin, you're allowed to do your laundry. Mipenei kvod haShabbat, because you have to prepare for Shabbos.
Okay, so what about all the other?
What? No, you wait till Friday afternoon.
So what can we do? Just because you want your haircuts Thursday night and Friday?
Haircuts, I don't remember. Erev Tisha B'Av, on Wednesday afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, on the eve of Tisha B'Av, lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin. You can eat all day, but your last meal has to be a small meal. So your second to last meal you can make into a big meal. End that meal, and then 15 minutes before the fast, you start your last meal, and in that meal, you don't eat two things that were cooked. You can eat one cooked egg. You eat one thing that's cooked. The Sudam HaSeket, the last meal. So that's why we make a big meal in the early afternoon, where we fill up on what we have to eat, and the last meal, we eat vegetables, water, and one cooked item. You don't eat two cooked items. We don't eat meat or drink wine, and our custom is all of the 9 days. He says it's enough to do less meat and wine than you're accustomed to, and we don't. Our minig is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'chviyat hamita. Rabbi Yehuda says out of mourning we also turn over our beds. That was part of the mourning people used to do when they lost their relative. We don't do that anymore. The rabbis didn't agree. What we do is we sleep on one less pillow or we sleep on the floor. We make it less comfortable on the night of Tisha B'Av when we sleep. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and we conclude with a good thing. We conclude the Masechet. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Lo ayu yamim tovim liYisrael." There weren't good days for the Jews like Kachamishas Av Av uchiyom Kippurim, like the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. Yeah, the 15th of Av was a special holiday, and Yom Kippur was a special holiday. On the 15th of Av, people stopped dying in the desert. On the 15th of Av, we were permitted by the King of the North to bring our sacrifices. On the 15th of Av, we were permitted to bury the dead of Beitar. On the 15th of Av, we had a lot of good things happen to us. Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av. So that was like the good day for the Jewish people. On the 15th of Av, the heat of the summer breaks. We start having it cooler. That's when the 15th of Av is a good time for the Jewish people. So the best times for the Jewish people, and we're concluding the Masech with a good thing, is 15th of Av and Yom Kippur, when we got spiritual atonement. Shebahem Bnot Yerushalayim Yotzot Bichlei Lavan Shulin, that on this time they instituted that everyone went out in simple white clothing and everyone would borrow, so that no one knew who had and who didn't have. Everyone had to borrow. No one went out in their own dress. Every girl borrowed a dress. That way no one knew who really needed to do it and who borrowed because of the custom. Shulin borrowed. Shulor v'yeshet mi she'enlo, not to embarrass the girls that did not own a white dress. Kol ha'kelin tunin tevila. Also, not to embarrass anyone, they'd immerse, they'd toggle all the dresses they borrowed. Uvnot Yerushalayim, and the daughters of Jerusalem, Yotzot v'cholot makramim, would go out and dance in the vineyards. These were the girls that couldn't find the shidduch. So they tried and tried, they couldn't find the match, and there were guys who couldn't find the match. So this was their solution for the shidduch crisis. If they're not getting married, it's terrible. So what do? We have one day a year when the girls go out and the guys go out. What would they say as they were dancing? Bachur, young men, take a good look what you choose. Don't look at the beauty, look at the family. The beauty isn't what's important, it's being a God-fearing person. You see, girls that had good looks usually didn't need to do this dance. So the girls that were stuck outside in the vineyards dancing, those are the girls who had to encourage you, don't take too much note of our looks. And says she'll get the fruits of her hands and she'll be praised for her actions. And so too the verse says, go out, the daughters of Zion, and see the King Solomon and the crown that his mother gave him on his wedding day, the day that he was happy. What's his wedding day? That's the day of the giving of the Torah. So you understand, even when we speak about rejoicing about a wedding, it could be a wedding that's a simple wedding, it could be a wedding where you have a wedding that the Torah is given at that wedding. On the day that his heart rejoices, a person could have his heart rejoicing because, I found my beloved, or he could say, no, my home is a miniature Beit HaMikdash, that's the day of my rejoicing. If you choose a good girl, who's a God-fearing girl, who will be your partner in service of Hashem, so you'll have this, Yom Chatonato is Matan Torah, Yom Simchat Libo is Binyan Beit HaMikdash, Shibaneh B'mirah V'yameinu. Let it be rebuilt swiftly in our days. Amen.
Amen.
What's the point? What's the significance of the girls going out and dancing?
Well, we have a very important thing. Everyone has to get married. It's the source of our happiness. A person wants to lead a fruitful life, they have to get married. Everything else is secondary to that. You build on that. You can build a family, build your Torah, build your midot. Everything is out of the home. So you want to know what's happiness? Happiness is when you take the people who haven't yet found their match and they can't find their match. No one wants to go out with her. She's missing all her teeth. She has pimples all over. She's tremendously overweight. So then we give her a beautiful dress and we send her out with all the other girls who no one else wants to go out with. And all the guys who couldn't find anyone to go out with them would also go out. And when you have everyone mingling and they're dancing and the guys are standing on the outside, and then you're right. It's not the ideal. But when you have a situation where people aren't getting married, so sometimes we say, you know what? We find an area which is not asu, it's not prohibited, it's just not the ideal tsanua way of doing things.
But the men will see them then.
Correct.
It's mutter to start with them. It's mutter? Certain parts.
It's mutter to see them. Set
well,
aside.
They didn't have
all the girls.
You're talking about a situation where you also have to remember that their dances and their dresses were not like our dances and our dresses. Their dances were holding hands, b'machol, walking around in a circle. Our dances, the girls move more than the boys. their dances, I mean, what would the girls do? It's called the machol. They walk around in a circle. That's not a dance. You're in the vineyard. You can't exactly dance.
But now,
do,
if someone was doing that achasana now, could the men look or no?
So today's dance is A, the women are dressed much less modestly.
Achasana?
And B,
no.
Sure. And B, I mean, girls are coming in sleeveless and their skirts are above their knees, and the way they dance, the skirts go flying above their knees. You can't say that's modest. Above the knees is considered an erva. Today, no. It's again, I'm not saying, okay, I don't want to go into that. It's political. But at the end of the day, no. A guy is not supposed to be standing there looking at the girls dance, but he should get a shidduch. Guy has to get married, and this was the solution Chazal instituted in that generation.
So what's the significance of Dafka in that day? That's what I'm trying to
say. That day is a day of good mazel.
The 15th Dafka. Okay, because of all those
things.
Yeah,
that's a shidduch. It's a good mazel.
So